Track 11, and now we come to what's on, or as the paper is calling it, arts and events. Theatres plan for autumn. You may not have hit summer yet, but Plymouth Barbican Theatre is already planning a jam-packed programme for the autumn season. Set to begin in September, the theatre's celebrated programming sees it plays host to a schedule of theatre, comedy and music, as well as the highly anticipated premiere of the Plymouth Players Presents Cinderella. The new programme also includes a series of community-driven workshops and events, and I'm sure we'll have more on this as the months continue. Open-air show will have you hooked. Immersion Theatre are inviting you to soar away to Neverland in the Convention Head this June. The multi-award nominated company will be adding their trademark energy to their most magical musical to date with an open-air performance of Peter Pan at Herne Field on Sunday, June the 16th. Get ready to think happy thoughts and fly high as the mischievous Peter embarks on an awfully big adventure. Performances will continue in wet weather, so please come prepared. Gates open at 6 p.m. and you are welcome to bring your own picnics or enjoy refreshments from the Woodshed Coffee Bar. The two-hour performance starts at 6:30. Tickets for the performance on June the 16th can be booked from the company's website, which is a bit long one, so I'll try and do it slowly. www.immersiontheatre.co.uk/outdoor-peter.pan.2024. And Peter Pan is presented by arrangement with Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital Charity. Food and music festival set to return. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes, the Kingsbridge Food and Music Festival is set to make a triumphant return this month. This much-loved event was a highlight on both residents' and visitors' calendar and has been a staple of the town's annual festivities since its revival by a dedicated group of volunteers in 2012. After a three-year hiatus due to circumstances beyond the organisers' control, the festival is now back in full swing, running from May the 31st till June the 2nd, and that's this weekend, obviously. Saturday's events start at midday with a performance by Kingsbridge Community College, The Collective, followed by acts including Charlie Blackwood, Ben Carr Duo and Joanna Cook. To ensure you don't miss a thing, see the full programme on the festival website, www.kingsbridgefoodandmusic.org. Please note that the Key Arena area is a no-glass zone and bringing alcohol into the area is prohibited. Cardstock Arts is pleased to welcome the exciting young Maurice Begg duo to the Old Chapel on Friday, June the 7th at 8 p.m. Described as delivering energetic and charming performances, the musicians Ross Morris, guitar, and Innes Mayhew Begg, soprano voice, began working together in 2019 at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. More information can be got from the website, but there is a phone number, which is 01822 833 183. A band that aims to spread smiles and cheers with their swinging music and classic vintage style will be appearing at Plymouth Pavilions this weekend. Together for over 25 years, the Gyvasers have been keeping the show on the road for three decades. Tickets for the 7:30 p.m. gig at the Pavilions Tynmouth on Saturday, June the 1st, can be booked on 01752 936 363. And Double Classical Celebration, a joint celebratory concert featuring a double bill of English operas that premiered nearly 300 years apart, will keep followers of classical music entertained in both Tynmouth and Chudleigh next weekend. The joint concert will feature two works, each approximately an hour long, at the heart of which are two formidable queens, Dido and Elizabeth I, which display the strength and the vulnerability of these two women. The Tynmouth concert takes place at Pavilion Tynmouth on Saturday, June the 8th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available from the box office. And the number is the same as before, 01752 936 363. The Chudley performance is at 7 p.m. in the town's parish church on June the 9th. Tickets for this can be obtained through ticketsource.co.uk/South Devon Singers. And finally, Best of British at Craft Festival, Bobby Tracy. 2 decades of crafting will be celebrated in Bobby Tracy next weekend as the Craft Festival Bobby Tracy opens its gates to the public. This year, the festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary and is preparing to welcome its 150,000th visitor when it opens at the town's Millmarsh Park from June the 7th to the 9th. Tickets for the Craft Festival Bobby Tracy are available online in advance, priced at £10 for adults and concessions £9, students, OAPs and those in receipt of benefits. Alternatively, tickets can be purchased at the gate, priced at £12 for adults and accompanied children under 18 years admitted free. The website is www.craftfestival.co.united/Bobby Tracy. And that concludes What's On for this week.